We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, there are so many teachers that can be recognized for so many great, awesome, outstanding achievements in and out of the classroom, but one is held to a different regard this year, as we see every year with a special educator in our community. Recently, the Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce held its annual dinner, and Miss Janet Lovelady was selected as the Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce Teacher of the Year. This is really an incredible achievement.
Yes. So each year we have a selection from Sylacauga City Schools and then one also from Talladega County Board of Education. And so Miss Lovelady was ours that was selected for our school system. And she was selected on a number of factors, but one I think out the gate that would need to be mentioned would be her work ethic. That's been pretty much unmatchable that we've seen. Another characteristic would be just her innovativeness. She's really owned the program of hospitality and tourism and really has created it to be meaningful in a way that our students are inspired to be a part of it. They're excited to be a part of it. Her willingness to always align with our priorities. To make sure that if we have events or other things taking place, you know, her students are there and they're highlighting and they're prepared and they're professional. Just, you know, the level of excellence that she's brought into that program and to the school and just modeling that for our students is really something to see.
Well,
and to be admired.
Absolutely. I mean, and just kind of looking at a resume, if you will, of the achievements and the things that she has her hands in is just really incredible. Miss Lovelady, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Well, thanks again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a backstory of who you are, how long you've been in the Sylacauga City School System, and all the good things.
All right. Well, thank you. So I've been in the Sylacauga City School System for just this my second year. I was an informal educator in the Cooperative Extension System previous to that. I have been in teaching, and really that's my full, I'm going on about 23 years, but most of it in that informal setting. And I was really excited to bring that informal experience into the classroom because I could focus more on one particular area, whereas I got to dabble in a lot
right.
of different things in my previous position. But it's been a real blessing to work with these students and see their energy and enthusiasm for the area. Of course, it doesn't hurt at all that they get to cook and eat in my classroom.
Hey, that's a nice perk.
Who doesn't
sure.
like to do that?
I know, right? That's the truth.
A bunch of teenagers
yeah.
and food.
Yeah.
So that does help. But they really do hunker down and focus on not only those cooking skills that are the funner part of the
right.
class, but learning that food and beverage, that food safety background, the tools that they need to be successful if they happen to choose a career in either food and beverage, in tourism, in hospitality of any sort, customer service, they're getting certified in that as well. So they really embrace all of those facets of it and put them to good work when they have those opportunities with the system.
I love this. So you're the hospitality and tourism instructor, and that includes food and beverage course. It also includes an event planning class as well. And a few of these things you do through and in conjunction with the Alabama Community College system. Talk about that and what that and Central Alabama Community College particularly. What does that look like for getting real world experience in high school in the classroom and then relating that to after post graduation?
Yes, so just last week we were able to certify 25 students. I want to say last semester, I think it was about 12 or 15 students, but they earned a CAC certification, a community college certification in food and beverage, which they have to do 5 online modules mm-hmm. and then demonstrate what they learned in a full day lab in my classroom, which means hands-on actually demonstrating the skills. So they do everything from waiting tables to preparing food items to bussing those tables, demonstrating those customer service skills. So CAC has been instrumental, of course, in making that happen. They support us with all of the materials. Everything
wow.
comes to us. They give the prepare the certificates. And the students put in the hard work, and then I get to share their glory with them.
That's awesome. And as of this week, there was a signing in relation to this. Let's talk about that.
So what another part, a facet of what Miss Lovelady does is she is our sponsor for our Future Teachers of America Club.
Yes.
And so that is a organization that is sponsored namely through AA and the State Department. And it's really a collaborative effort for us to groom and encourage more of our students to pursue a career in education.
Right.
And so out of that club, one of the students this week actually signed an intent to go into the education program at Alabama State University.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's got to make both of you feel great that you're both educators and that is like a, I mean, you see somebody kind of following in your footsteps a little bit. You've had some sort of an impact on them. How does it make you feel?
It does. It's kind of that proud mama moment. But yeah. And all of her teachers came in to be a part of the signing because they were so proud of what she's put into her time at the high school and then knowing what the future might hold for her. So.
That's really, really an awesome opportunity. And speaking about expanding opportunities, if you will, this upcoming year, you're going to launch a cultural food course. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
What is this about? Talk to and when are we going to be eating some good Mexican food? Because I'd love to be there for that.
So, I think I need to do an observation.
Yes, we do. We need to take a field trip for this segment to the classroom. Yes, absolutely.
So I have always had a passion for foreign languages.
Yeah.
My teaching certificate originally is in Spanish.
Okay.
I mean, when you study a foreign language in college, you get to do multiple languages.
Yeah.
So that's just sort of one of those things that I have a passion for. And then to marry that with the passion for cooking and food preparation.
Yeah.
So we get to explore foods from each of the different continents, a country on each continent, how the foods that they enjoy are, why is it that they enjoy those particular foods, the culture, the geography, the climate, and how that influences the seasonings and the ingredients and puts together the wonderful cuisine that, and so, you know, you mentioned Mexican. Yeah. A lot of us are very familiar with that, and maybe some Asian food, but there's a lot of unique opportunities to try new things as well.
That is, I mean, you are really expanding the palate, no pun intended, of your students. And, you know, the fact that there is something, I mean, I never had that in high school to be able to take a course like that. I mean, how cool is that?
And to have an understanding of the why behind.
Yeah.
Here's why they eat these items. Right. Or here's why they drink these things.
Yes.
You know, I've had the opportunity as an adult to do some traveling in other countries. And to me, it was just so fascinating to understand why they served certain types of, you know, foods, certain vegetables, why they ate these certain meats, why they had a certain drink that they, you know, all drink with dinner. You know, just hearing the history beyond that, but not everybody has those opportunities to make those travels. What a great experience that our high school kids are going to get. Being able to really make those travels from the classroom and learn all that neat history about the different foods and the why behind them and
absolutely
and actually get to experience cooking them and eating it.
I can remember doing a project like that in high school in middle school, but it was for a particular country and it was just like a it was just a one, you know, everybody on the same day all brought the food, you know. And And then I can remember in high school we did, you know, like Cinco de Mayo for our Spanish class. But taking an actual course for just an entire semester, that's pretty neat to be able to do that. I think that's a great testament to what you're doing in the Sylacauga City school system when it comes to expanding those opportunities for students to be able to learn. Miss Lovelady, you are also the advisor of the FCCLA chapter. It's the Career Tech Student Organization. You help guide students in developing their leadership skills and supporting them in state leadership conferences every year. What does that look like, and what is your involvement with that?
Yes, that we kind of merge that with our coursework in a lot of ways. They do have an opportunity to meet separately, but they really incorporate what they're learning in the classroom to their projects and activities that they may do as a member of FCCLA. We also get to take them to a competitive event every year, so they get to go to Montgomery, compete against students from all over the state, or just observe, learn, get to meet peers from other areas, make lifelong friendships, hopefully and probably. So it has a competitive aspect, but also just an opportunity, again, to just use what they're learning in the classroom in a productive setting.
I mean, really, there's no question why Miss Lovelady is the Sylacauga yes. Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga City Schools Teacher
yes.
of the Year.
Yes.
I mean, really, truly.
Yes.
Incredible.
Oh, well, thank you very
thank
much.
You for what you do for our students. Thank you for your involvement in the classroom and, you know, for thanks to you for looking and, you know, hiring some of the best and the brightest educators that we have in the school system.
Yes. You know, she mentioned her background was with the Alabama Extension Service.
Yeah.
Many people don't know, but many, many, many years ago, I won't say how many, I actually was the 4-H agent for Elmore County Extension Service.
Okay.
And so when we received Miss Lovelady's yeah. Resume and I saw that on there, I knew that she had had a wealth of knowledge and experience
sure.
in that role
right.
because the Extension Service touches so many facets of youth. And I just knew the work that she had done there would mirror itself well
yeah.
to what she would be able to do in the classroom.
I love it. That's really an incredible opportunity to take advantage of. And it sounds like you're having a great time doing it.
Very much so.
That's awesome. What do you look for out of your students when it comes to just a measurement of success for you individually and professionally, you know, once they've experienced what you have to teach them in your classroom?
Wow, that really runs the gamut based
yeah,
on the
sure.
students are so varied.
Yeah.
But, you know, just I was thrilled last week when one came to me and was applying for local fast food and
yeah.
asking me, you know, what do I put here? And I said, don't forget you have this certification. Don't forget that's on your resume.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And then I have one that applied recently. She's graduating next week and applied in a food service at in an institutional setting. I want to say nursing home, but
yeah.
don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's chosen to take this pathway and
yeah.
then pursue that as a job opportunity as she furthers her studies. So, but if they develop just a sense of kind of independence, self-discipline, motivated to succeed, then I've succeeded. And
I love it. That's being a selfless leader in that way, and you know, making sure that you shared in their glory of being able to take it earlier. I think that's just an incredible way to look at it. And thank you for what you do.
I think it's just it's one incredible. More avenue for us to ensure that our students
yeah.
are prepared for the day after graduation.
For sure.
Whatever that day entails,
yeah.
They're now a little more prepared
yeah.
after being in her classes than they may have been before.
And even still in school,
right.
you know, even,
it's,
yeah, if
right.
you're, yeah, yeah.
And even if it's not in this pathway, the
right.
work skills that they're learning in any of the career
customer
tech
service
classes
and yeah,
are
I mean,
gonna,
right. yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The soft skills that, you know,
yes.
employers always tell us that
absolutely
employees could need a little more assistance with.
Absolutely. We don't have many food and beverage needs here at Radio Alabama, but I'll take a good customer service candidate if I see
any
one.
Day, right.
For sure.
Yes.
Well, Ms. Lovelady, thank you so much for being here and telling us a little bit about yourself. And congratulations once again on your great honor.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. I enjoyed being here.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot still happening. It's school's almost over, but we've still got
so
a lot.
Hard to believe.
Friday, we have the spring game.
Yes.
Football.
We want everyone to come out.
6
it
o'clock.
It will be at 6 o'clock. Yes.
Yeah, at Legion Stadium. Going to be a lot of fun. You can hear it and watch it on the Aggie Sports Network, so we'll have that for you.
We
yeah,
have close to 80 players this year.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I mean, really.
I just so appreciate the work Coach Smelling and his team
yeah.
have done to really cultivate our players and cultivate, you know, a positive season. And so I'm excited to see just the work they've done this spring, what it will look like Friday night.
Absolutely. He's doing a heck of a job
yes.
and just super excited about his and enthusiasm and his personality to go behind it.
Yes.
And yeah, glad he found his way back to shore. Yes. That's all we can say.
Yes, me too.
Now we can laugh about it, right?
Right, right.
But yeah, so we've got that, and then we've got graduation next week. Yes. So the culmination of it all. Specifics on that really quick. Tell us
we
about it.
We have about 166 graduates.
Yeah, okay.
They have, with this graduating class, they have already received about $2 million in scholarships.
Wow.
And of course, you know, those award letters are still coming in. Sure. And they will probably come in to the last minute. Yeah. Or if it's like last year, you know, it was even after graduation and those award letters were still coming in for our class.
That's great.
And so it's exciting. That will be at Legion Stadium at 7 p.m. We will honor them. And that's just such a fun night to see the culmination of everything.
Yeah.
And everyone that's poured into them and what they're able to achieve. And then I love just watching them afterwards and seeing just, you know, where they're gone and where life has taken them and how they're making such a positive impact on not only just the community, but some of them the world.
Absolutely.
And so that's always exciting to see. So we can't wait to celebrate with our seniors.
Yeah, can't wait for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And big end of the school year. Can't wait for it. And of course, summer's just right around the corner, and we all just need a breather.
A tiny one. Because we'll have literacy camp.
Oh, yeah.
Numeracy camp.
You're going to be,
summer school. we've got all kinds of fun projects this summer, you know, upgrading. We're going to upgrade all of our libraries.
And yes.
So lots of other things. So, it'll stop for about a day.
Yes. It's going to be
and then we'll
quick
be
turnaround.
Back up.
Quick turnaround. Well, cool. Ms. Lovelady, thank you once again for being here. Really appreciate it. And of course, Dr. Eller, we always appreciate it. And we'll see you next time on the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent.